Welcome to Conscious Living Parents, where we do parenting, partnering, personing, and everything else in between.
How you been this last week, Levi?
Yeah. Good. Although I was saying today, I haven't reset my palate yet, so I'm still highly sugarized, I suppose, or feeling cravey. Like it's
you
sort of
need to reset your palate, hey? Otherwise, it just keeps going.
I feel like what is today? Tuesday. Mm. So Monday. Today I've just been craving a little bit of energy, a bit dippy, and it's not nice. Like,
no, it's not.
Energy dippy, yuck. That's what's killed me. Yep. Yes, afternoon. It's like,
yeah, yuck. And it just doesn't
make you
feel
delicious,
good.
But yeah, it doesn't make you feel good.
And when you're used to eating healthy consistently, I feel like you really feel it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So probably when are you gonna maybe?
I think today's cut for me.
I think today's my cut.
There's
too.
Still eggs in our office, so I knew today I'd have a few, but I think I need to take them downstairs so the girls eat them.
Yeah.
And I'm done today. I knew there was cake today too.
Yeah. I had a chicken pie half left from yesterday, so I'll finish that off today. Just extra carby, something that makes me extra tired, but yes. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, we're
today, you've had a bit of a health scare the last week and a bit, or 2 weeks, I suppose.
It's been a big week. Where do I even start? I feel like, start from the beginning, I've just felt like the last month, I just haven't felt like myself. I felt extra tired and I was kind of blaming it on my period, blaming it on just a shit night's sleep or just, you know.
Steve. No, just kidding.
No, he's actually great. I wish I could blame him. I just haven't been feeling like myself, and I've been feeling really stretched and stressed at work. And I suppose things I've always enjoyed, I'm not so much enjoying anymore, and that's quite confronting. But then last week I trained I actually stayed at my girlfriend's house, and I woke up with a tight neck, and I went and trained and I felt it get tighter. On the way home, I started to lose my eyesight. And then when I got to the cafe, I fully lost it in my left-hand side. So I was sitting there trying to be present with the girls and chat to them, but I just was freaking out because I couldn't
see. Did you
share
it with them?
Yeah, I did. Oh. Yeah. And Sarah ran straight down to the chemist and got me Voltaren because she heard that's better for migraines. And I was desperate at that point. Like the whole day with the kids by myself, I was like, I can't just lay in bed and, you know, let this pass. So I took a Voltaren and that helped it. But I went back to her house. She drove me back there just for an hour and covered my eyes, and that it went away. Mm. And then I trained again on the Tuesday, and as I'm driving home, started to like flicker. And then I had a shower, got ready. And then by the time I got to the office, I'd fully lost my eyesight in the right side. Mm. And I remember you saying to me, you should go and get some scans. Mm. And I was like, yeah, should I? Yeah, I should. And like, of course, I was thinking about doing it, but life got in the way. Like, it's just busy. And then, so I was like, it must just be when I'm training. It's just all my neck. And I'm doing something. I thought it was hip thrust because my neck, I kind of overcompensate.
Okay, yeah.
With my neck, I bring it forward too much. And I have a trainer once a week, she always has said that. So I'm like, it must be my movement. Anyway, sitting at breakfast on Sunday morning with all of Steve's family, and I'm looking at my father-in-law and I'm like, I can't see on this side. He's like, oh, I get the same thing. And it just started to get really bad. I had to like put my head back and just close my eyes because I couldn't see. And it started to happen a little bit in the left, but more so in the right. And Steve said, let's just take you to the doctor and see what they say, because 3 times in a week is pretty scary. Yes. And got in straight away, thank goodness. Just walked into a GP and he saw me straight away and looked at my eyes and whatever. And he said, oh, look, I'm not going to stuff around here. I'm going to send you straight to the hospital, because anything with your head, you just don't want to risk it. I was like, wow, that's dramatic, go to the hospital. Mm. And so he's like, no, go, let's take you there. So I went there, sat in the waiting room for like 3 hours. Anyway, they took me through, did a CT scan and did a bunch of like eye tests, everything cleared with the eyes. Yep. They test if you can see far away. They took photos of both my eyes. That was all good. And then the CT scan came back and they said they found an incidental aneurysm.
Okay.
This is really triggering for me because my husband had an aneurysm the size of a golf ball, and he's so lucky that he's still here. And I knew that someone in my family had died from one as well. But when you hear aneurysm, it just sounds
scary.
So
word.
Scary.
Yeah.
It's a really scary word.
It's like a cancer word.
But actually 1 in 20 people walk around with aneurysm and they have no idea they've got one. A lot of the time it's not going to be harmful, but it can be harmful to people.
And Steve's, I just wrote it down before. His was an anterior venous malformation. So it was like multiple aneurysms all in one spot that couldn't be cut out until the technology was
basically
there.
Basically all tangled together.
Right up in his occipital lobe. So inside the brain, like really like a real head fuck.
And if your aneurysm ruptures, like it kills you, and no surgeon would operate on Steve for 9 years. He was just walking, like walking around ticking time bomb. But he's all good. He's lost a little bit of sight in his left-hand side. But anyways, the doctor said to me, look, we don't think it's related to your loss of eyesight, which then frustrated me because I wanted an answer as to why I was losing my eyesight. And he said, and it's just 4x4. So it's not huge. It's not tiny. But we don't think it's got anything to do with this. We want you to go for an MRI scan. We're going to admit you overnight because we don't want to send you home until we've got some answers. And even just that, admitting into hospital overnight, I'm like, well,
Yeah, must
that
be
it's just
something.
scary. So anyway, the next day I waited all day for an MRI, and then nighttime I went in for my MRI, which have you had an MRI?
Yeah, but not on my head, but I've seen people do
Yes, if you're claustrophobic, it's quite
it.
scary. But Steve called me just before and gave me a little pep talk. He's like, you know, those ice baths, you breathe your way through. And I also just thought, like, if this is all you have to do, get an MRI, like you'll be fine. You're not getting chemo. You're not going in for major brain surgery. Just lay there. And I did, and it was fine. There was nothing that came up on the MRI. So they put my loss of vision down to like just intense stress from a migraine, which is good and bad. I kind of felt like I wanted another answer that could fix my problem. But I do think it was down to stress. But yeah, it was just a really scary, week. And then I called my mum and told her, and she was really calm. I know as soon as she hung up, she probably would have freaked out. But I don't know my real father, but I still speak to all of his family. So I was really close with his mum. And genetically, if you saw us, she's passed now from your aneurysm. We were twins, like our height, our body, our smile, our noses, like we were just so similar. Everyone said, like, Ashley just takes after Gran. And she one day was having lunch, lost her vision and got a headache, went down for a nap, and then my pop went in and she'd passed. And then so there's three boys. I had three boys. One's my father and the other two are my uncles. My uncle that's still alive, he's got an aneurysm and they have to check every 6 months. My other uncle died from an aneurysm, and I don't know if my father has one. So it's very much in that side of the family. So I think we were just a bit scary. And then they said, I'll come back in 12 months for a checkup. And then they came into my bedroom the next day at the hospital and said, we actually want to see you in 3 months, just to check on it. So I'm guessing it'll be a 3 month checkup, and then maybe annually from there, we'll see how we go. And then in the meantime, it's just been like a full overhaul of my life and how to lower my stress levels and create a kind of new normal. Because how I've been running for so long, I don't feel like I can keep running like that. And some of the things I've enjoyed before, I'm not enjoying anymore. And just, yeah, asking for a lot more support, which Steve's been amazing and really stepped up and helped change and rejig some things in the business and allowed me to be able to step back a little bit more and have some more slow time with my family and also just lean more back into what actually inspires and lights me up. Because every time I say slow, Steve's like, yes, there'll be more slow time, but I feel like you're just out of alignment with what you enjoy doing because you're stressed and bogged down with other things that it kind of takes you out of your creative flow. So we've made a lot of changes, but yeah, it was definitely a scary week.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Is there anything, because all these things around stress and time and me time and all those things, you're very aware of your action. Well, I imagine very well. Is there much you've like in retrospect thought about and gone, okay, I was ignoring that, or I wasn't honoring that, or I just was completely unaware and it was a real surprise, like that, like the
No, I definitely know that, like, I'm into a really bad habit of working on my phone at night. Because for the last, like, say, 6 months or a year, even, I put my phone away when I get home and I spend the time with my family. So when I get to bed, that's where I'm like playing catch ups now. So I feel like over the span of the last 6 months to a year, I'm probably losing an hour and a half of extra sleep that I would have normally got. Plus, maybe I'm not sleeping as deep as what I thought. Because if my brain switched on from being on my phone instead of having a nice wind down routine. So that for sure.
So
And
that's
I,
something you're changing there.
yeah. Trying, yes, yeah, implementing, yeah. Like I'll still go to, I'll get in bed and I'll have a scroll through, and I'm like, okay, that can wait, that can wait. You don't have to do that now. It's just like breaking that habit, but I'm super hyper aware of what I'm doing. But I feel like it's a bit of a process to create new habits.
So hopefully it can be the small pain. Hopefully that's just the trigger to action. Is that right?
Definitely. And I don't know, I just feel like I'm on all the time.
Yeah.
Like I'm always on.
I feel like your voice.
Yeah, always on. So I want to have more times where I'm not on. And I feel like the times that I'm most present and calm is when I'm with my little girl, like when I'm with her. So I'm taking all Thursday off just to be with her because I've been doing that last couple of weeks. And it just is so, so calming, which sounds crazy because she's a toddler. But when I don't have to be anywhere at a certain time or do anything or answer to anyone, I'm just with her. It just calms me right down. I feel so nice. But and being more productive with my time too. I'm going to try and structure out how I work because sometimes I feel like I have 10 tabs open at once, whereas I feel like I want to tackle kind of one task
Yes,
at a time rather than trying to multitask them all. Yeah, which once again, I feel like I have been pretty good up until now, and now it's not working.
So it felt like a, that's what I was sort of saying, like, because it was a, you did have structure and there was a but, and it felt like it's actually been really working well. But now it's just like a little message to say,
Yeah, it's
can we
not,
alter that? But
yeah. And I think sometimes like change is uncomfortable, but it's, you change so much as a person over the years. And whether you have kids or you change friendships or relationships or jobs or just when you change within yourself and you shed the layers, like what you used to enjoy and what worked just isn't always going to work. And it's okay to change your mind or to trial to do things differently to see if it feels different. And for the first time in a long time, I'm like, wow, this actually isn't working for me. And I don't enjoy working all the time like I have for so many years. And I almost have a bit of like shame saying that out loud because I've always been like, I love work so much and I am so passionate about what I do, but I don't want to do it all day, every day like I used to. And that was a big realization for me.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a, it's almost a, I remember that realization as well. Like, because I always, everybody outside of work used to say, well, you know, like you, like, you know, other people that just work standard jobs and not running their own business, they're you know, you work a lot. I'm like, doesn't feel like it.
No. And because you love it so much, it doesn't feel
Yeah.
like work.
No. And then, but then your priorities change a little bit. And
Yeah.
then you, the only way I knew it was, again, it's that, that feeling like I'm missing out on, what am I missing out on here?
At
It
what
was,
cost?
yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. That is that trigger of, not, and it never had appeared before, and you just have to listen into it.
You
Hey.
do. And even around my cycle, I feel like the last, since I've had Tala, I've been more like just taking notice of my cycle and how I feel around it and working my training around it and being more in tune with my body. And I notice now I'm like hyper aware, but I notice when I need to go inwards and not be on and my brain doesn't work as well. So like just, yeah, just listening to what's working and what's not and trying to really honor that. But it's hard when you run a business and you've got a team because it's like,
100%.
I feel guilt if I'm like, even say like, yeah, I'm going to take all Thursday off. Like my team are working on a Thursday. Like I feel bad because I feel like I should be here. If they're working so hard, so should I. So that's something I need to like, yeah, keep unpacking and let go of and come to peace with. But yeah, there's just been lots that's popped up. And I feel like it's sometimes it takes a health scare or a tragedy or a big event or something to make us actually wake up. Like I feel like life gives you little nudges and little whispers. And if you don't listen, it gets louder and it gets more painful until it screams at you and it forces you to stop. And they say you've got to stay in overnight. I'm like, holy shit. Okay. I'm going to sit here by myself and then all these thoughts come in. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it definitely serves you, right?
It
But
does.
it's so frustrating, not just from a individual level, but a, that we, not all, but a lot of times we have to get that scare
No.
to take action. But
Yeah.
like you just said, there were moments that you were intuitively feeling the same things you're feeling since after, and
Yeah.
things, but it wasn't enough to go, I feel guilty about this, but no mind, like, no, that's not, it's not enough pain to make the change. Hey,
No. And I've
which there was
always,
an answer on how to.
I know. And I've always coped so well. I feel like I've got quite a big capacity to handle a lot these days, which I kind of like. I'm like so proud of myself too. But then at the same time, your body still feels the load, even if your stress levels are handling it. But what's really lit up for me too is I do feel like I can handle stress and handle a lot. But I started just having more like breakdown moments with Steve where I was just like crying. And I'm like, this is really unlike me. And I started to feel like,
It's another
yeah,
signal.
another signal like this isn't working anymore.
Something's,
Yeah, but I also was like, I don't know how to change. What do I change? I've got this team, I've got this business, this is how my life is. What, how do I, what do I do? I can't just like delegate all this stuff to other
If
people.
anything, you were pushing from an outside, well, not outside, no, I'm like a medium side, like not out, but not in, but it was almost like you were pushing, especially work-wise, in the exact opposite direction, like trying to push harder almost to get through it to then be able to relax. That's how it felt like the pressure was building, building, building.
And when you've got deadlines and
Yeah,
goals
that's
and
right.
cash flow, like, and that's the stuff that really stresses me out
No, for
for
sure.
sure. Like, I feel like that's a part of business people don't really talk about, is that mental load of
That is,
deadlines, goals, cash flow, and like
I think
people.
every business person, that's their dream, isn't it? It's like,
Definitely.
you know, when they think about, man, I'll just be an employee and I'll just,
100%. But social media, you're looking at most people you follow that own a business. It looks so fun and so glamorous. And it is, don't get me wrong, it really is. Like, I love so many parts of what we do, and it does create freedom. Like, I can take Thursday off with my little girl if I work for someone else, you know. There is, but there also is the, I don't want to say the darker side, but the harder side that,
Reality is
yeah, it is, it's really tricky. And whether you own a business or you're an employee, everything has its pros and cons and its hards and its highlights. But I definitely think it's something a lot of people don't talk about.
Okay, so then I mean, trying to turn this podcast into something that's obviously the story is useful, but if you could go back, let's say, what, 6 weeks, and you had the opportunity to do something differently, would there be anything differently, or would there be anything you could share, you know, like so that if there's anything someone could take to go, listen, I don't want to have to wait for an aneurysm
Definitely, yeah.
to have a break.
I think just listen to those signs and signals. Like, when we're really grounded and truly tuned in, and we take time to stop and slow down, we allow the messages to come in. Because I was so busy, I don't think I really listened in,
Listen,
almost
yeah,
like,
like listen but didn't hear it,
yeah, or
heard
not,
but didn't listen.
and not consciously sweeping under the rug or pushing to the side, but because I was so busy, it kind of did just get put to the side. You'll be okay. And because I've always managed it and handled it well, I'm like, you'll be fine. We'll deal with that later. But
Even on the Tuesday, like I didn't just say, hey, go see her. Maybe I was like, okay, this you should go see, get a scan today. You know, it was more of a do this now, not a, oh, you could do
But me
this,
looking at you,
question.
we've got a podcast booked in. I feel guilty if I cancel on you. Then we're a week behind. I look at my team all here. I only have them in here on a Monday, Tuesday. So I'm like, this is the only day I've got to get all the work done with them. It just, in my head, it's like, it wasn't an option.
Impossible, yeah.
But it always is an option. But you know what? I honestly, I'm glad it all panned out the way that it did, because I do, even when I'm in the thick of something, I do really have this like deep knowing and trust that everything's happening
For a
for me at the
reason.
right time. And if things didn't play out exactly how they did, we wouldn't have been able to, like, I don't think Steve's brain would have switched on to come up with all these cool, epic, he's so, what's the
Not
word?
quiet at the moment.
Yeah. And is it innovative? Like, the way he can come up with new ways to do things and bring this high vibration of excitement rather than stress about it. Like, I just admire him so much for that. But if it didn't
It's
all play
skill.
out like that, it wouldn't have changed as much as what it
And
had. So I'm glad it all did. And also just like puts things into perspective. I never take my family and friends for granted, but it makes you appreciate them even more. And every day is even more special. And being away from my kids for 2 nights, like, I've been away plenty of times, but with not being
Yes,
my
not
choice,
fair.
I was just like missing them so much. And just, I love putting her to bed. I love doing bath. I'm like, all those small moments that I know a lot of parents hate, I really love. They're really special to me. And not being able to do them made me appreciate them so much more. And even just made me appreciate Steve more, how he just stepped up and worked, stepped up in dad life. And I just felt so held and supported. So I wouldn't change anything, because it makes me so much more grateful when I just know that everything is happening at the right times, and it leads you to where you are and puts you on a path that's more aligned. So,
So
but I
the
still would, like, moving forward, yeah, the signals and the whispers that we get, they're there for a reason. They're there to serve you. So listen.
And you haven't had a loss of sight
I've
since?
had no loss of sight since. My neck's still not 100%. Yeah, like, and I've
It's a
been
little
to,
stiff, yeah.
yeah, it's stiff. And I feel a bit lost with what to do with that, because I've rested a lot. I'm seeing an osteo and I feel better after I see him, but I don't feel like I have a solution or an answer to fix it. Is it still stress and just like built up tension? I'm not sure. But once again, like, exercise too is my biggest
Release,
tool that I use to stay, not only physically strong, but mentally strong.
Yep.
And for that to be kind of taken away at the moment, I find that really hard.
Yeah.
So I've been going on lots of long, like nature walks. I'm
Okay.
still like moving my body, but I thoroughly, fitness for me is just honestly what it makes me look like is the last of the priorities. What
Yes.
it does for me mentally is everything. And I
Yeah.
reflect back to when I was a little girl, like mum said, even in my teen years, like just to get away from my stepdad, I would just go run stairs, go walk, like walk for hours on end. Like I danced, I played netball, like I loved sport. It's always been like,
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
a tool that just helps me. So I feel like the last couple of weeks not being able to properly exercise, or I exercise and I get
Feel it straight
hurt.
away. Yeah.
Now I'm scared to go exercise.
Yeah.
So I've got to work through that.
Yep.
Yeah. But big week.
Big week.
Yeah.
Yes. Hopefully there's been some little things in there
Yeah.
for, I mean, yeah.
And it's okay to change your mind. That's a big lesson I've taken.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I've spoken about that a lot before, but when you hear someone else say it, I feel like, oh yeah, but whatever. But when you're actually going through that and you're like, wow, that, and this might be an intimate relationship, a friendship, a job, like any situation, like it is okay for you to change your mind. It really is. And you are going to come to so many situations where your perspectives change, your opinions change, or just what feels doesn't feel right anymore. And you need to honor that because no one else knows. No one else can do that for you.
Yeah, that's a powerful message.
But if you
Yes.
don't, the pain's going to get harder and life becomes harder because it gets heavier on your shoulders. Excuse the pun, like shoulders and neck, but it does. I feel like the more you ignore that, the harder it gets in the long term. But just that, these are just permission slip that it is okay to change your mind. And I think being, I've spoken about this before, but being online, I find that really hard because things from my past still get,
You put
built.
in a box,
Oh, you put it in a box. And even the other day, this, I saw a comment somewhere. It's like, oh, isn't this the girl that said in a diet plan, this is bad? And I was like, whoa, girlfriend, that's 15 years ago. How do you remember and store that in your brain? But this is how, once people get to know you, they get attached to that version of you.
Oh, 1,000%.
So when you change and evolve and have a different opinion, it's like you're the worst person ever. So I sometimes find it hard to talk about that because I'm like, oh, there's going to be backlash for this.
Yeah, like, you know, when you meet or you know somebody and you see their different friend groups,
Yeah.
it's nice to talk to the different members of different friend groups that have started at different times because this friend group will still have them. They'll understand and know they're different,
Yeah.
but they're still the
Attached to
person they
that.
met a little bit anyway. And then this person has no idea, you know, the newer friend group or newer friends don't have any idea about this
So
character.
true.
And it's interesting to see the difference in opinion or different like box they put each other in. And it's just
You have to be scared.
it's a good message that
It is.
regardless, you can be who you want, when you want,
Yeah.
at any
It's so
time you want.
empowering. And I think we have to be careful too. Like, even I look back, I was talking about high school friends the other day, and that's all I remember them as. But how much would they have changed? Like, I've changed so much.
Completely. Well, they
They
may not have, and that's
might not
okay
have for
too.
sure, but you just can't hold grudges or hold on to people like, oh, that she was such a bully in high school. It's like, I hate her. She was a bitch. It's like, okay, cool. She was
Could have been
16.
going through
Like,
some horrible stuff.
imagine what she was going through. Now at 30 with two kids, I'm sure she's a completely different person and probably still feels bad for what she said, you know? But I think that's been a huge, it's such a cool conversation. I love talking about that because I struggle with it. And I'm sure plenty of,
Expectation of letting people down is so harsh.
yeah, so hard,
Yeah.
especially those that you
None
really
of us
care
ever
about.
want to.
No way. No way.
Yeah,
And
put ourselves in pain to not do it.
definitely, even to my audience, I care so much about our community because we wouldn't be able to do any of what we do without them. But I never want to let them down. I've shown up for them for the last 15 years and, you know, got to do so much cool things with them. And our business is all about them. We're all about community. So I never want to let them down. Being off socials even a couple of days last week, I was like, oh, this feels weird. But, you know, at what cost? I had to.
Yes,
Got to look after myself.
yep.
Fill your cup up so you can overflow to others.
Has there been any last question change in that, or will there be a day off socials at all, like regularly or not?
Naturally, the last since I've been out of hospital, I naturally have taken a couple of days off. And to be honest, I haven't felt like being on. And normally I would force myself to be on.
Yes.
But there has been a couple of days where I'm like, I don't have anything to say. And I've got no energy to say anything. So I've just left it. But that's uncomfortable for me
Okay.
because I feel like I'm letting
Are you
people
gonna lean, are
down.
you leaning into that, or are you
Yeah.
le or are you gonna be like no, or just whatever?
I want to just take it day by day. Yeah, obviously I have commitments and brand commitments and things for our business, but day to day, like I really want to, you know how you check in on your health, like, have I drank my water? How am I eating? I want to check more in on my nervous system each day. Like, how do I actually feel today? Because whatever I feel, that's going to show up in my content. And I just want to, I feel like we need to check on that more rather than just focusing on hydration and getting enough protein in our diet. Like, actually, how do I feel? And what can I do to honor that and nurture that so that I can show up better?
I agree.
Yeah.
Good message. Okay, well, hope everyone
we were
got something
actually
from that.
Going to get Steve on, but he's taken Taj to a tennis lesson, but we actually would love to get him on to talk about his experience one day.
His aneurysm.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool story.
It's incredible what he went through. Yeah.
Maybe he can be a partner episode.
Yeah.
Take the day off.
You do that. Thanks for joining us, guys. As always, please, anything that you do after this episode, it really just supports us. You can go hit click follow. Share this to a friend if you think they might get something out of it. And also just give us a little 5-star rating.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Follow is the
better
key.
Than four.
Yeah.
But no, it really does. It does support us to be able to continue to do these episodes. So
yeah.
thank
Okay.
you. See you
Have
next
a great
week.
day. Bye.
Bye.